Southeast Asian leaders have expressed their serious concern over escalating maritime disputes in the South China Sea, just days after Vietnam and the Philippines challenged China in separate incidents in the potentially energy-rich waters. And a final statement from a summit in Burma, also known as Myanmar, the 10-member Association of Southeast Asian Nations, urged the parties to resolve disputes by peaceful means. Chinese and Vietnamese ships collided last week in a dispute over Beijing's placement of an oil rig in contested waters. Carl Thayer, professor emeritus at the University of New South Wales, tells VOA's Victor Beatty the location of the rig, the relocation of the oil rig by China, was unexpected given improving relations with Hanoi.
Since Premier Li Keqiang's visit last October, China-Vietnam relations were on a strong upward trajectory. And after Li Keqiang's visit, there was a welter of documents released about joint cooperation, development, and moving on to issues in the South China Sea. And indeed, from October up until the oil rig, border committees and everybody had met. Yes, this has created a serious problem. And my understanding is that Vietnam has been rebuffed in its attempt to establish a hotline between party leader to party leader, and it is proposed sending, as it has twice in the past, a special envoy to Beijing, and it still hasn't received an affirmative action. So Vietnam is a bit frustrated because in the past, less serious territorial disputes, but nonetheless serious ones at that time, have seen high-level consultations and then a lowering of temperatures. And in this case, China appears to be stonewalling.
Will this latest row drive ASEAN members, which have been somewhat difficult in unifying, together?
The statement issued by the ASEAN foreign ministers is important because it is standalone, because it draws attention to a current development. Everybody knows what they're talking about. It's a short statement, but it repeats standard the ASEAN position, upholding law, non-use of force, getting on with the code of conduct. That could be seen, in a sense, as siding with Vietnam, because anything involving the paracels has been viewed as a bilateral matter between Vietnam and China, and ASEAN doesn't want a part of it. But the second level, already we've seen Malaysia and Indonesia, prior to all of this controversy, take steps to bolster their military in areas that they think might be under threat in the South China Sea. So the core members of ASEAN, Indonesia, Singapore, Malaysia, along with Philippines and Vietnam, are going to be more steeled to react because of China's unexpected behavior, not just an oil rig, but reportedly up to 80 vessels, and again reportedly including 7 Navy warships.
You were just in Vietnam. One report suggests there is growing anti-China sentiment. Did you detect that?
Most Vietnamese elite and students and academics already view China as an enemy because of its assertions. But while I was in Hanoi, several things have happened that are quite interesting. The regime has given incredible detailed coverage on its media, repeated, showing the Chinese water cannons, showing the ramming of the ships, and then pictures of the injured seamen lying on the deck being treated. So this is going to arouse sentiment, and that's a deliberate decision by the government. And then the government also, in a sense, authorized by winking, by allowing demonstrations in Ho Chi Minh City, Hanoi, and Da Nang, and repeatedly elsewhere, but demonstrations that also included regime loyalists to prevent these demonstrations from moving beyond the South China Sea-type issues and into larger issues about the government itself. So the government is using both publicity and a popular outrage as a counterpoint to China.
Carl Thayer, Professor Emeritus at the University of New South Wales. He was speaking with my colleague, Victor Beatty.